It's time for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup here on Connect Radio. And I'm joined by Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Charlotte. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Not so bad, thank you very much. This week we have news about how people can get involved with the Design for Everyone campaign. An app developer is looking for help with making a storytelling app more accessible, and a reminder about the Connect Voices Trekker survey, which I think has a bit of a sporting theme this time. Charlotte, we start with that campaign, Design for Everyone. And I think you're looking into health and possibly people who might have food allergies.
We are, yes. So as you said, we're continuing to work on our Design for Everyone campaign, and our Stories Library team are looking for people with potentially life-threatening food allergies. So, you know, if you eat the wrong foods, this could be serious for you. So this could be nuts, fish, shellfish, celiac, etc. And we would really like to know how your sight loss affects how you manage your food allergy as well. So some of the questions that you might be asked include: how accessible is food packaging when shopping? How accessible is medical treatment? Are restaurants' menus accessible for you? How independent do you feel managing your condition? And also any other problems or difficulties that you faced or worries that you may have when finding out information. So, for example, inaccessible websites for obtaining information. And we're not just looking for anyone with allergies, but also people who must be careful about their diet for religious reasons too.
Charlotte, if people would like to share their experiences, how can they get involved and make contact?
Of course, yes. So we would be very interested to find out about your experiences. So please do get in touch by contacting our Stories Library team. They can be reached by email at storieslibrary@rnib.org.uk, or you can call the Stories Library manager, Gary, and leave a message on his mobile, which is 07753100205. That's 07753100205. And also, as part of this campaign, we will interview you and get some photos, and also possibly arrange some follow-up interviews with our Connect Radio or public relations team.
Now we come to an opportunity for people to help an app developer to make their storytelling app more accessible.
Yes, so we've been contacted by Luke, who is a research assistant at Royal Holloway University in London, and he's working on the Story Futures app project. So the Story Futures team at Royal Holloway are building an accessible immersive storytelling app, which will use virtual and augmented reality technology. To make their app accessible for all, they would like to speak to people who are blind or partially sighted, deaf or hearing impaired, or those who have sensory overload issues, dexterity issues, or even dyslexia. So any of those conditions, they would really like your valuable lived experience to help make sure the app is accessible for you.
If people are interested in getting involved, what will they be asked to do?
Yes, so they will want to ask what features the app should have in order to improve the user experience. You will take part in a short interview through Zoom, and participants will receive a £20 gift voucher for a UK retail outlet of their choice as a result of being involved. If you are interested, then please do contact tendproject2021@gmail.com. So that is tendproject2021@gmail.com.
Finally, Charlotte, we come to that reminder about the Connect Voices Tracker survey, and I think there's a bit of a sporting theme this time.
There is indeed. So, as you say, our Connect Voices Tracker survey, it's a significant development in our approach to putting your voice as a blind or partially sighted person at the centre of what we do. helping to shape and direct our work on an ongoing basis. Our latest survey is now live, and it's got a special focus on physical activity and sport, which will help to inform our exciting new initiative, See Sport Differently. We have partnered with British Blind Sport to deliver the Sport England-funded initiative to make participation in exercise and sports more inclusive. We have also got a few questions on attitudes towards emerging from lockdown. So to make sure your voice is heard, please do complete our latest Connect Voices Tracker survey by either calling our helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999, or head to www.rnib.org.uk and search for Connect Voices Opportunities. The link to the tracker survey should be on that page.
Charlotte, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about or other opportunities to get involved with Connect Voices, where can they go to find out more and get involved?
Yes, so if you like the sound of this roundup and you would like to hear about other opportunities where you can get involved, then why not consider joining our Connect Voices group, which is on Facebook. You can get involved in new opportunities which are shared every day. These are opportunities to get involved in our work at RNIB, as well as the work of other external organisations who are looking for the lived experience of blind and partially sighted people. We get a range of research requests from university students, we get surveys, focus groups, we even get requests to give feedback on new products and ideas. And even better, there is no commitment. You can get involved in as little or as much as you want. It's entirely up to you. Our Facebook group is open to anyone who is blind or partially sighted or has lived experience of sight loss. You must be aged 18 and over and be a UK resident. So come and join us today by searching for RNIB Connect Voices on Facebook. However, if you would like some other information about other ways to get involved with Connect Voices, then simply head to RNIB's website, www.rnib.org.uk, searching for Connect Voices. Alternatively, email the involvement team at involvement@rnib.org.uk if you have any questions about the opportunities in today's roundup.
Thank you, Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.